Now, if is my grandfather not the most adorable thing ever? Shout out to my grandfather and my grandma for being married for 64 years. That is crazy, okay? Like, I don't even know. I don't even know. Like, can somebody deal with me for 64 years? Like, they're hilarious. They are hilarious. But it's cute, right? I witnessed them get mad at each other. Give you an example, right? So, my grandfather just he says the first thing that comes to his mind, and it pisses my grandmother off. And she'd be like, "You know what? You shut up." He'd be like, "What did I say?" You know, she's like, "You know what you said?" And he's like, "What?" You know, they're like going back and forth, and she says, "You know what? Get the hell out of my face." And he goes to his man cave, and for a couple hours watches watch he's watching his Bang Bang. He watches the Bang Bang. His westerns, that's what they're called. I said the Bang Bang. Comes back in a few hours and he taps her on the shoulder and he come in the living room, taps her on the shoulder. Oh, hey baby, you hungry? She's like, yeah. Go fixes her something to eat. They sit down and watch Family Feud. She might turn on the Golden Girls, but it's a lot of Family Feud. And then they're good, you know? They're just amazing. Three kids, 10 grandkids, 9 great grandkids, and I think one on the way. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful family. My mother, out of the three kids, me and my mother, I'm her only child, my uncles. They have the families, okay? They have the families. I do have a brother on my father's side. It's my brother. He's my older brother, who just celebrated his birthday as well. Shout out to you, Reggie. I love you, bro. But yeah, you know, they're cute. You know, he tells me all the time it's not perfect. And I always said that was just my goal, is to have a happy, long lasting marriage like them. They are goals to me. And I know it's not easy. They make it look so easy. And I know that it's far from the truth because it's just, ooh, marriages work, especially when you got kids. And they were together. My grandmother was 18 years old. My grandfather, he was a little bit older. They met when she was 14. He waited till she turned 18. You know, he waited for her, and yeah. Here we are, decades later. It's a beautiful thing to witness. For me, however, you know, love is just never been in the cards for me. You know, I've come across. Either for me, I just, no matter whatever the perception I give on social media, I am very shy. I'm very awkward until you get to know me, okay? Until you get to know me. And then I'm just like, in your face. In your face. You know, not obnoxiously. You know, I keep it. I'm a good vibe reader. I know when to fuck with you, I know when not to fuck with you. I wish people knew the same about me because don't annoy me. No, I'm playing. But I'm very awkward, you know. I just, you know, like I've said it before. I give you a little bit of Issa D from Insecure with Raven Baxter energy, okay? Mix the two up, and it's just the awkward. That's so awkward, insecure mess, okay? My friend, my little boo, my former boo, calls me Issa Baxter. Shout out to you. You know who you are. Back in the day. We're still friends. Well, not back in the day, just like last year. But yeah, so in tapping in, getting in, I don't say tapping. Shout out to Mike. Shout out to Mike, you my fave. He says things, he says like tap in or you feel me. I love it. I love him. He's amazing. So I found myself, I'm like, oh, tap in. You know, yeah, it's hilarious. Check out his podcast, by the way, Tales of a Late Bloomer. So for me, I never shoot my shot, right? It's just very weird. Not that I expect people to approach me, okay? Because, I mean, I don't know. I might stare at you. I might smile because I'm just awkward like that. But I just can't never just, I can never just slide over and be like, what's up? What's good? What's your name? It's just not my, it's not my zhush. Shout out to those who can, okay, who have the confidence that will walk up to somebody and say they want to, you know, what's good? What's going on? I can't do that. I'm just so weird. It's a mess. But anyways, my outlook on love has probably changed. I am hopeful, right, for something to come my way. Very hopeful. But I don't think I'm rushing it. Let's start out as friends, okay? I'm thinking about embarking on another celibate, you know, going on a celibate journey. Celibacy birth journey again. I did it previously. I was celibate for 5 years. And people's like, 5 years? How the fuck did you do 5 years? It was kind of in the air, right? I gained a lot of weight. I felt very unattractive. I just felt not myself. I'll be candid with you, right? I was having, it's in an oral transaction, right? This is years ago, many years ago. And person I was that was giving me head, right? He looked up and he like jiggled my belly and he giggled. And like instantly my dick went soft. I was just so humiliated. I was so embarrassed. Oh my God, I can't even believe I just told that, you know, told that story. But it, you know, it is what it is. It's my truth. It's what it is. It's what happened. So, you know, that happened, and it just really shut down a lot of things for me. I had to get some things together with my weight. I just told myself, you know, I was like, this is going to be a test. And it made me realize a lot of things within myself. I was at my heaviest, 390 pounds. Wild effect, right? There's no laugh track, there's no backtrack. It's just sure. And you know what? Now I am 205 pounds. And the thing is, I never thought I was ugly. I was fine then and I'm fine now, so get at me. Stop talking shit. So yeah, I was celibate, you know, so now I jumped this weight. You know, now I'm a little, I'm interested. I mean, people are showing interest in me. It started on my Twitter. I'm like, ooh, am I getting attention? I don't know how to handle that. I don't do things for attention. I don't post for any reaction. I post simply because I want to encourage, inspire, and just uplift people. You know, so people happen to grab on, they grab on. They come on to this train, this Ryan train. Come on. It's fine. I promise you'll have fun. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I have a story. I have a story that I'm going to tell. And I'll be right back. So what is dating with me? What is dating for Ryan like, right? Dating for Ryan is just non-existent, okay? I don't know if I'm not, maybe I'm not being headstrong enough. Maybe I'm just not, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. I'll tell you a story. I'm trying to be brief, right? So I met this guy. He reached out to me, okay? I'm 31. I'll be 32 soon. He's older than me.
I'm not gonna put his age out there. He reached out to me via social media. It was not Twitter, it was Facebook. And I was kind of shocked. Like I said before, I'm not one that really just goes out of my way to just shoot my shot. I don't like rejection. Who likes rejection? Because I don't. But it happens. It's a part of life. I get over it. But anyways, he's like, hey, I think you're cute. You know, somebody like you should already be taken. And I'm flattered, truly flattered. But I'm like, no, nobody likes me. Nobody wants me. I didn't say that too exact, but I was thinking that. And, you know, so we exchanged numbers. We exchanged numbers. We became cool. I wanted to go to dinner. I wanted to do shit that a potential couple would do. Okay. Him and I'm not, this is no way in shape or form that I'm even blaming him or not blaming him or shaming him, because I've been there. I just want to have, you know, you just want to have sex, right? So part of me, I'm like, maybe he's in this for a friends with benefits type situation, right? That might be his thing, you know, but we never made it clear. And I should have asked, right? At the beginning, I should have asked. But no, I just kept assuming, you know, kept trying to make plans to do dinner and things would always come up, or he was going away, or I was always busy with work or with family or just things like that. So we never got a chance until it was Pride Month and I finally had a moment. I tried and it just did not work. And so I avoided the situation, right? I avoided that situation when I should have just addressed, because my thing is I wanted to bring it up. It was a night during Pride. I was, you know, was out with friends and I wanted to meet up with him just to hang out, just to catch the vibe, see what the vibe was giving. Because text messaging is a different thing. Audio message is a different thing. In person, it's another thing, you know. That's how, that's just, it just makes it better. So, you know, we hugged. He went to we were at a ball, and he went to this side of the room. I went to my side of the room with my friends. Luckily, I was with a friend, but I knew somebody else that was there, so I wasn't really on my own. That was my first ball ever attending. I was nervous, you know, but I was there because I wanted to see him. And he completely paid me dust, okay? Paid me absolutely no attention. And my friend was like, shout out to Tasha. She is the feisty Jamaican, your favorite Jamaican. My favorite Jamaican. She's like, oh no, let's go. Let's fucking go. And I'm like, you know, okay, you're right. We hung around for a little bit. And then I saw him on my way out and I bought him a drink. And maybe I was stupid to do that. Yes. But I really, 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 just something about him just made me just want to just be there, be in his presence, know more about him. And, you know, I bought him a drink and I left. And that was the last time I talked to him for about a week. I let it go, messaged me, and I messaged him a couple days later because I was talking to some other friends. I'm like, y'all, I got to bring this up because I feel slighted. I feel some type of way. But my thing is, I don't like bringing something up to somebody and it is not it's not a big of a deal to them as it is to me. Did I make that? Was that clear? Does that make sense? Because then I'm going to flip shit over. I'm going to cause a scene, like a reality, one of them stupid ass reality shows. So I'm going to cause a fucking scene. That's just, you know, but yeah. Hold that thought though. I'm going to continue my story, my failed love life or attempt at a love life when we come back. I just had to make sure that I'm not crazy. Welcome back. Obviously, I'm jumping right into it. I just talked to my friends. Shout out to Derekus, because that's who I talked to. I was like, Derekus, tell me I am not crazy, okay? And he was like, yo, you have, your feelings are valid and you have a right to express how you feel without feeling some type of way, however he worded it. Again, shout out to my boy Derekus. Anyways, so yeah, I finally text him. He was like, "Oh, I definitely thought you were mad at me." And I was. I was. But again, I am. I have such a good heart. Sometimes people take advantage of that. People take advantage of my heart, of my kindness, of my goodness. So, at this point, I'm like, the ball is in your court. And then the ball was in his court, but this time it was not his fault. Circumstances happen, life happens, unfortunately. It was just a situation out of our hands. And I'm not going to go into detail because that is nobody's business. And here we are a week later, getting contact. I felt like I was just being not a pawn, not, I don't want to say a pawn. Or, like a pawn or whatever, just a sexual desire, maybe. Anyways, I went over there, right? Linked up, hooked up, attempted to hook up because it just wasn't giving what I thought it was going to give. And so, actually, I think I linked up with somebody later that day. Yeah, I did. Still didn't get what I needed from that, so I don't know how to feel. That's what I'm trying to tap into. I'm trying to know, figure out my kinks. What pushes me to the edge? Because when I'm by myself, watching porn or I call it self care. I'm fine. I can do that myself. I have no problem applying self-care. Just the last time I was with somebody, it just wasn't it, I was with him. I just couldn't. And I don't know if it's because, and this is not a flex, okay? Because my dick was too big. Again, not a flex. This is not a flex because I am very careful with how I with my sexual partners. I am careful. I want to make sure they are okay and comfortable, and I don't like to hurt anybody any way or form. So that's not my shish. So this is not a flex on, oh, Ryan got a big dick. I mean, I do. I definitely do. But no, not this, not in this format, what I'm trying to talk about, right? So, that was it for a while. And the peeping in on social media, the viewing on stories, and like, damn, he don't really fuck with me like that, And I'm like, but then by this time, I let it go. I let it go, and about a month, a couple weeks ago, I was called fake. Okay, I was called fake, and I'm like, bro, I'm the last. I'm far from fake. If you know me, you know me. I'm not. That's just not what I give. That's not the energy I give. I match energy, and he wasn't paying me no attention, so I'm not gonna pay you no attention. That's just is what it is. So, talk, communicated. Then again, I noticed a repeat. Right? I noticed that it was only on us on his terms when he was horny when he wanted to have sex. And I thought maybe it'd be different. I thought maybe it would be different this time. And I unfortunately, I was wrong. Okay, y'all. Hopefully this is me wrapping this saga, this story up. So, I was out with my best friend Mocha. Shout out to Moni. I love you, sis. I was out with my sis, and I just, I was telling her, I like this dude, but I don't know why I like him, right? Because he's been giving me the runaround for just for months. And it's not even a runaround, it's just he's busy, I'm busy. Maybe it is the runaround. And then he only texts me when he's just feeling, he's feeling things. He's horny, you know? So she says, well, just, you know, ask him, what's up? How does he feel? What is he feeling? What is his motives? What is his purpose? Okay. And the only reason why she said this, and I'm like, you're right, because I did not go out of my way to hit him up. He added me and he hit me up. So somehow I'm thinking, well, maybe this is a sign. Maybe this is a reason. Maybe I should dabble into this entanglement, because he hit me up. But, you know, that just makes me look even dumber. So, you know, asked him, I said, what's good? What's going on? What are we doing? And he tells me, you know, he doesn't know. And respectfully, and this is something I probably should have asked from the very beginning when I was trying to take him out to dinner, probably before even the first time I went over to his place, you know. So if we are, you know, he stated he was looking for a friend. So I didn't say friends with benefits, but I'm assuming that's what he meant. But I, you know, and me, I'm like, you know, okay, that's cool. That's fine. We can move forward. Now that we know, you don't know what you want, but you want a friend. So me, fast forward to what, 2 weeks later, I text him. I get drunk and I start texting people. Not all the time, but often. Especially if I feel some way about you, I'm going to let you know how I feel. And I told him, I said, you know what, I miss you. I miss you. And like, I miss you too. And I was out with my friends. What did I do? Went to his place. We attempted to link up again. I had to see one last time. I had to see what it was giving. And that morning, I just knew, like, we can be friends. It's probably best that we just stay friends. And I'm perfectly okay with that. I am okay with that. I'm sorry that we wasted each other's time. Well, I'm sorry that my time was wasted. How about that? Because honestly, I think I am still figuring out what I want to do when it comes to a relationship. Do I want the company of somebody? Yes. Do I still deal with my own insecurities? Yes. I am trying to work my insecurities out myself before I involve myself with somebody else. I'm learning that. So I am perfectly okay. I'm learning that I'm okay with being friends, making friends, being friends, moving forward as friends. And if it blossoms into a relationship, I hope that is the case with whoever. I don't know what's going on. You know, I'm just out here. I'm not tied down to anybody. I'm out here. I am enjoying, but I know dating in Pittsburgh is just not the move. A lot of the people that I am interested in are not in Pittsburgh. And that's unfortunate, because I really connect with a lot of people, and I'm trying to get my coin up so I can start traveling and meeting individuals and my mutuals and absorb the energy and love on them in person. Not like that, but, you know, love on them. So that's Ryan's failed love life. Not much to it. You're probably like, did I just listen to this? It's absolutely no reason. Thing with Ryan Out Loud is just me talking, just venting. Okay, I told you how this started. I needed an outlet. I couldn't afford therapy. I could not afford therapy. I was laid off. I'm super depressed and just a very low state. And this was a few months before the pandemic started. I was already working from home. It was just, I mean, how am I working from home? I'm an employee. I was already home. That's what I meant to say. So, you know, bear with me. A lot of random moments you will get We will eventually get back to the style of me having a black queer creative on the show. Actually, I believe my next guests, they are creatives, black queer creatives that will be on Ryan Out Loud soon. And shout out again to Bizarre Daily, Sultan. Shout out to Derek Dexter. God, so many D's in my life. Derek is Donnie and Dexter. Shout out to Dexter. He is my go-to, giving me advice, telling me what I need to do, my sound, my pitch, trying to get that together, shout out to Bizarre Daily. Just thank you for this opportunity. Again, Ryan Out Loud has a new home. Anchor will still be a part of Ryan Out Loud in different capacity, different way, different form. That'll be more on that later. But here we are. Bizarre Daily is my new home. And there's so much more to come. We're still figuring out the kinks, the works, all of that good stuff, trying to perfect Ryan Out Loud. But I don't even want to use the word perfect because I ain't perfect. This show ain't perfect. That's what you hear is what you get. If it don't make sense to you, then don't listen. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. But, I thank you guys for listening, tuning in, your retweets, your shares, whatever, your likes, your feedback. I appreciate your feedback. Email me, okay? Email me, ryanoutloudpodcast@gmail.com. I have an email, Bizarre Daily. I don't know it off by heart yet, but email me at ryanoutloudpodcast@gmail.com. That was the original email I started, and that's what I want to still use. Send me your music. Send me a poem, whatever. Send me some thoughts. Send me your thoughts. Send me, talk to me, interact with me. Follow me on Twitter at Rated Ryan, RatedRian. On Twitter, you will find me. Do not be scared to follow me. I follow back. I ain't Beyonce. I'm not Beyonce at all. I'm Ryan. And I love to interact with you beautiful, beautiful people. So don't be scared. Hit me up. And again, get vaccinated, okay? Okay, get vaccinated, wear your mask, and just always remember that Black Lives Matter, Black Queer Lives Matter, Black Trans Lives Matter. We matter. We matter. And thank you for listening to Ryan Out Loud. I'll see you guys next week. Actually, you won't see me. Talk to you guys next week. How about that?